Blog Talk Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Wird in Folge auf minus 13,5, nach noch minus 16,0 im Vormonat angestiegen sein. Heute. Clapping, even better. Anywho,
Tomorrow is one of the greatest days that the world has ever seen.
Try not to get some people in the world.
I don't give a shit. I'm all about people who love me. 39 years ago, tomorrow, I made my entrance into the world. Now, you've got to admit, that is just a fantastic event in world history. When it goes down, now, see, we have to actually just think about it in reference to other things that go on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The invention of the airplane. The invention of television. Then there was me. Yeah, I mean, come on now. How much better can you get than that? I will go down in the history books as being completely insane and in need of psychiatric treatment on a regular basis. But I am awesome. In fact, we have to thank one person for making me awesome. We won't give any credence to or credit to the low-life scumbag who donated sperm, because that's the only thing he did actually well in creating me. But my mom is, I mean, come on now. My mom's friggin' awesome. They broke the mold when they made my mom. Simple as that. So yes, my awesomeness knows no bounds. We should all have celebrations. In fact, tomorrow should be a national holiday. That's all there is to it. Everybody, do not go into work. If they ask you why you're not at work, you say it's National Hazel Day. So says me. That's what we say. It's National Hazel Day. We all just stay off work. No work for anybody. If the government can shut down over their finances, we are going to shut down the country because of my birthday. I proclaim that everybody should go out and buy cupcakes. They should drink tea, whether it's iced tea, hot tea, latte tea, chai tea. What? Heck. Go grab yourself a cup of coffee, stick a label that says tea on it, you can drink that. Anything with a caffeine count. Woo-hoo! 5-hour energy shot, chuck those bitches down. But tomorrow is National Hazel Day. Now, obviously, we were talking about some things earlier about bucket lists, and when you approach a birthday, sometimes a lot of things go through your mind as the meaning of life. What have I done with my life up until now? You know, why is this happening? Why is that happening? And the one thing it has to be said in regards to all of that is this. I think it's a good idea having a bucket list, but I don't think you should put things like things to do before. Don't you dare touch my skittles.
I'm not
going to
eat them.
I know you ain't going to eat them. Nobody's eating them.
Hey, I'm just looking at them. Damn it. Leave me alone.
Don't touch the skittles. You know that's unicorn food, right? Skittles are unicorn poo. It says so in my book, and I have a book to prove it. I have a book that is called, hold on, I'll get it, we're going to have a chat about this. I have a book that's called Why Unicorns Fart Rainbows, and it says in there that unicorn poop is Skittles.
I don't see it.
Because you ain't reading it. There's a thing in there, there's evil creatures called evil butt munchkins. What's really disturbing is the queen and everything is a giant cow who likes to get milked by her husband.
I still don't see it.
Because you're not reading the book.
I am. If you love why you
look. What did you just do?
What did you just do?
Look, what I'm in the middle. I'm looking at unicorns farting things. And you just come over here and act like Chocolate Thunder, the superhero. See, you ruined it. Unicorns are scared of you.
It was never
go sit your ass over there. Get away from my unicorns.
I have been away from you. Damn those unicorns.
Yeah, so you should.
Yeah, it doesn't say it on the book.
Ha! We're going the wrong way. That's why we couldn't scroll. Let me see if I can find it. I've got through. I bet people want me to read this book on air as well. I bet you any money you like. I should. That would make an interesting show. Anyway, you touch my skittles again. fart on you while you sleep.
Is it
F-A-R-T-E?
You
don't
get N-O-N-E.
You can't resist me. I can get from you anytime I like.
I'll try.
Yeah, making that threat. Yeah, you try all you like. I could get some from you now if I wanted to. Yeah. Start that shit with me, boy.
Yeah, what?
You're on the radio show? Yeah. Please, people who listen to this are used to me talking about it. I think the only thing I haven't done on it is have sex. I have burped, farted, snorted, coughed, sneezed.
Wait, you snorted cocaine?
That is funny.
I'm joking.
I haven't smoked weed on air, but that would come if James was here.
Oh, God.
I've got drunk on air. I've eaten food on air. I've told Robert off on air. We've had frankensexual discussions about your anatomy on air while I was drunk and you weren't here. I've told Dawn that she needs to shower and so does her fiancé before they have sex because nobody likes fish taco and cheese meat.
Oh,
I did too. You know, we've had a whole thing. The only thing I have not done is I sat on the toilet and had a poop and a pee while on air and had sex on air.
You should talk to your mom on air.
Oh, my God. That would be awesome if I could, but it's like 3 a.m. in England. I don't think she'd be too pleased me calling her up saying, Mom, you talk to me on the radio? It is my birthday in England right now.
Right.
See, that's the good thing about having, about being from one country and moving to another is that you get to celebrate your birthday in two time zones. Hence the reason I started celebrating yesterday, because I do actually have friends in Australia. So technically, it was my birthday in Australia. So, you know, we have to make sure this covers a whole variety of things. But back to what I was saying anyway, about the whole bucket list thing. Firstly, instead of saying, oh, before I die, I'm going to do this, you should set yourself more realistic goals in regards to, like, your income means. If you plan to do a world cruise, I can understand you saying, okay, before I die, I want to do that. Because of the amount of money it costs, you know, the time and effort you have to take off of work, that type of thing. So I totally understand that whole money thing. Do you know what I mean? But when it comes to other things, set realistic goals for yourself that are within your price range, within your means and everything. I mean, I've got one of your goals, which was before you were 30. And I did it for your 30th, was to send you to WrestleMania. You know, it's those kind of things. One of my goals is to actually be engaged and married to you before I die, but I don't see that happening somehow. Oh, we won't be like that, huh?
You won't be like that.
I can't throw Titty at you because Titty disappeared. In fact, I think Titty's behind the couch. Remember I threw it at you the other day and it bounced?
Yeah.
I didn't see where it bounced to, so. But anywho, you should have realistic goals of what's on your bucket list. Oh, we have a phone call.
Oh,
I know who it is as well.
I
do. Hello?
Hello?
How are you, Robert-y?
I'm good.
What you up to?
Nothing, just I'm just eating some pasta right now.
Ah. Do I hear a, do I hear a certain little baby with you?
Yep, that's Oliver.
Hi, Oliver. Say hi to Oliver, everyone.
Do you want to speak to him?
Yep, go put Oliver on. Let everybody hear you.
Okay.
Guys.
Say hello.
No. He's shy.
Oh, bless him. So how is your day going?
I'm good. It's been going awesome.
Okay, that's good. Now tell everybody about what's happening with on Sunday for Jordan.
Okay. May I have your attention, please? Okay, well, Well, Sunday, I am going to a kickball game with my friend Jordan that has leukemia. And it's going to be at, where is it going to be at? I forgot what the name of the stadium is.
That is cool. Now, we know everybody who's been reading Facebook and everything knows and has tuned into this show knows that Jordan's actually fighting leukemia right now. And Jordan was one of Robert's very first friends when we moved to South Milwaukee. And those two, along with a few others, are like thick as thieves. And, you know, when we found out that Jordan had been diagnosed with leukemia, it was, oh my God, it was such a shock to everybody. That, you know, he's fighting as hard as he can. He's doing the best that he can, and he's had a lot of treatment. And the one thing that has, you know, been said several times is the reason why Robert's over there so much is, one, obviously because it's his friend, but two, Robert has never treated Jordan like he has cancer. You know, Jordan's still Jordan. You know, he's not a cancer patient. He's not fighting anything. He's, you know, not anybody with any, like, special issues. He's just Jordan to Robert. Isn't that right, Robert?
Yep.
So talkative, my son.
Wait, what am I? What?
You talk about football, he'll go all day.
Adrian, I can't hear you. If you got something to say, say it to the microphone.
I'm glad you can.
But, yeah, so the kickball tournament is on Sunday. It is where, what's the name of that park next to Miller Park for the
Heifer
kids? Field. Yeah. Heifer Field. Is it Heifer or Hefner?
Heifer.
It's Heifer. Like you, she's a big, fat old heifer.
Is it Helfer Field?
Helfer Field.
Yes.
There you go,
okay.
Robert.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got two people here who work at Miller Park, and neither one of them know the name of the damn place.
We only be there like once a year.
Then we get a 13-year-old who comes, swoops in, and says the right name. Anywho, it's going to
be
there.
We only be there for like once a year.
It's going to be there on Sunday. It will be, I know it's $10 for adults to get in. It's $5 for children 6 to 12, and under 6 is free. There are a lot of things that are going on there that will be so much fun for everybody.
I get in for free. I get in for free.
Robert gets in for free. Yeah, that's because, you know, Robert's Jordan's best friend. They're going as, you know, a family type of thing.
I'm on his team.
You're on his team. You're part of the team there. The other thing as well is that the racing sausages will be there, which is always fun. Those of you who watch any baseball games, who've seen any of the ones at Miller Park, we actually have the racing sausages, which are absolutely hilarious.
And
they
like one of the popular things on the baseball
game. It is. It's that and Bernie Brewer, because every time a home run is done, Bernie Brewer comes down and slides. And even though a lot of baseball stadiums have their gimmicks, like the Pirates have cannons go off and, you know, there's other ones, I don't think you can actually beat what goes on at Miller Park during a game, regardless of whether they win or lose. You know, having Bernie Brewer there, everybody is, like, hoping that they get a home run so Bernie Brewer goes down the slide. And not last year, the year before on my birthday, me and Robert went to see a Brewers game. And it was actually really funny because they were getting that many home runs that day that you literally saw Bernie Brewer having to go down the slide, get round the back, run back up the stairs, come back down. It was hilarious. but yeah, there were the sausages, they have sausage races there. I don't know if I remember rightly, don't they do little, their mini sausages as well, where they've got the kids dressed up as them as well. So they do their runs as well. And it's always good. On my phone, actually, there's some pictures of me taken with a sausage at a Summerfest, I think it was. But it is always fun. So they're always going to be.
I just wanted to say, too, this Friday, there's going to be a South Milwaukee Rockets varsity football game. And we're trying to fill all the seats in with either orange or Jordan's Journey shirt, which is also orange.
That'll be awesome. I'm going to put that up on Facebook as well, so that if anybody is, you know, wants to go to our varsity game, so please head out to South Milwaukee. The school is on 15th. So it's on 15th Avenue in South Milwaukee. You won't be able to miss where you've got to go. All the cars are going to be there, all that kind of thing. But head on out there to that. Wear orange. Wear Jordan's dirty shirt if you've got one. If you haven't got one, let me know and I'll try and put you in touch with Janelle, who's Jordan's mom. But just get out there, wear orange. I think what we all should do is on Friday is turn Facebook orange for Jordan. And let's see, you know, just show Jordan and his family how much support and everything we have for him. Because, you know, cancer is one of those diseases that unfortunately it doesn't choose an age range. You can't say that you're at risk because you're in your 30s or you're at risk because you're in your 40s. Obviously, for some people, their lifestyle choices put them at a higher risk. But cancer is one of those diseases that can attack you any time from birth to death. And it's a terrible disease. And we are all so proud of Jordan for fighting it as hard as he is. You know, he's got that rocket spirit, so we know that he's going to make it. But I proclaim that Friday we're turning Facebook orange for Jordan. And I'll actually make up a theme that everybody can use for their cover photo and for their Facebook profile. What was Jordan's football number, Robert?
86.
86? Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm gonna start doing this tonight. And then I'll tag you, Robert, so you can put it on your Facebook page. And we'll just start spreading the word, okay?
Okay.
So what else have you been up to? I know you were hanging out with Greg this evening. What did you and Greg get up to?
We just played football. We played a game called Risk. Then we tried out Chloe's shock collar, which is Greg's dog. And then we ate food.
Awesome. I should point out that Robert's not with me right now. He's at what we call his second home, which is Michelle's. Well, he's actually got three homes because between here, Michelle's, and at Jordan's, he kind of rotates weekly between them.
See, Michelle has custody of me on weekends. And then I said Michelle has custody of me on weekends. Then you have custody of me during the week, and then whenever Jordan feels like having custody of me.
Oh, please. I got custody of you all the time. I just loan you to people. But anywho, what was I going to say? Yeah, so he's over there, and part of the reason for that is that Greg, who is part of the Big Brother program, is he lives kind of around that way, and it's easier for him to get there. Plus, Robert said, as I was sick and it's my birthday tomorrow, I can sleep in now.
Bull crap.
Shut up, you.
What did he say?
He said bull crap. You tell him to shut up, Robert.
No.
Fool, you better shut up. If you guys say something, say it to the microphone.
Yeah, where'd you get home?
He said you better come over and talk, but say that into the microphone.
Ow. You know what? You keep it up and watch what happens when you get home.
Okay.
Yeah, ain't saying nothing now.
Don't be quiet, AJ. Wait till I get home.
No shoes.
Fool, I'll come home and I'll do some.
Did you hear what he said, Robert?
What?
He went, no shoes.
No shoes. I love you, AJ.
It has to be pointed out, my son is exactly the same as me when it comes to, like, shoes and stuff. We both have shoe fetishes. And I
don't have a shoe fetish. I do not.
You
have
a shoe fetish. Hush up, child. You're the
I'm
one.
I'm a shoe addict.
If you didn't have a shoe fetish, you would go to AJ. I love you, AJ, when he says no shoes.
Well, because I need shoes.
I need shoes, too. I need, like, another 5-6 pairs.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I need a pair. I need... No, Robert, hold on. We got winter coming up, so I need at least 2 pairs of winter boots. I need a pair of heels, because I've got to get heels. And
no,
then
you
I
don't.
Need another pair of running shoes, trainers. And then I need just some shoes because. And you're going to argue with me over it, aren't you, Robert?
Okay, this is why I need shoes. Okay, I need at least a pair of boots. I need a pair of running shoes, a pair of basketball shoes when I join basketball. And then I need another pair of basketball shoes for, you know, just to have them. And then I need sandals. So I'm going to go to Shoe Carnival for all that, okay?
Well, you don't need sandals right now because it's coming up for winter.
What?
You heard me.
No, I didn't.
I said you don't need sandals right now because it's coming up for winter.
I need them anyway.
For what?
Just to have them.
Your feet are going to grow, child. You're like growing like a sprout. I swear, you must sleep in miracle grow of a night time because each day you get up and you've grown like another foot.
Yeah. Hey, Alan, want to say hi?
Okay.
Ollie, say hi.
Hi,
Ollie.
Did you hear him?
Ollie is totally adorable. He's like such a cute little baby. He really is.
He's the cutest baby I know.
No, you were the cutest baby ever.
Oliver's the cutest baby I know.
But anywho, the next time
I'm gonna let you go.
Hey, I'm not finished. I was asking like when the opportunity comes, what's the next pair of shoes to try to get?
Wait, what?
When if you get the opportunity, what's the next pair of shoes you're going to get?
Ooh, okay. I want the new Nike Hyper Aggressos. And then, or I want a, let's see, Hyper Aggressos. I can't think of any others. Like Hyper, anything with Hyper Aggressos. So like maybe Hyper Dunks. Hyper, anything with hyper in it.
Hypertension? Hypertension is high blood pressure, which you give me when you go on about your shoes.
Okay, whatever. But, so anything that's Nike and has hyper in it.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to play a song. Are you going to hang up now, or do you want me to put you on hold?
I'm going to hang up now.
All right, well, I love you bunches, Robert.
I love you too.
And I'll see you tomorrow when you get in from school.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And on that note, I'm going to play us a song while I ask AJ to make me a cup of tea.
At Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from. Made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee can. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot. Corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked. City is a pity, half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug, special ed, I got it made. It's GC paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Z-Lo, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade. Long live the King, yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties. We sip to life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve. Caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style. And in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin is a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad. The city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip. Now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city. You're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
We have that. I'm eating unicorn poo.
Yeah.
I will do about that. I'm going to play another song, and then I have a really funny story to tell you.
Okay.
And it will make everybody just about crack up laughing. So let me play another song.
Yeah, creep with me.
I sexed your girl, and she loved it.
Okay, we are back. I have just posted the profile pic. I want everybody to turn their profiles to. And I'm in fact going to do mine right now. Options. Make profile picture. Then boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
There we go. Profile pic. I'm going to also do a cover shot picture later. But we're going to just, you know, show everybody our support and everything for Jordan. Now, we're going to completely change the subject around right now to a story. Okay, it's basically a phone call that I had with a friend. And this particular friend of mine is a vegan, which means that she doesn't eat any animals or any animal byproducts. So she doesn't have milk, cheese, honey, anything like that. Nope. She doesn't eat eggs, nothing, no byproduct. While I'm on the phone with her, I heard her husband saying to their kids, so they do have kids, do you want eggs? And she was like, you're eating baby chickens, that's murder. Okay. So her husband says, well, you're a cannibal. And she's like, what do you mean I'm a cannibal? This is where it gets funny and you have to listen. She replies to her husband, her husband replies to her, well, you eat my meat and you swallow. So technically you're eating baby children's babies. I swear to you, I have never laughed so hard.
Why was she telling that?
She told him he was eating baby chickens and he was a murderer. So he said back to her, well, you're a cannibal. You eat my meat and you swallow. So you're eating babies.
Oh.
Now do you get it? No, don't you agree that that is awesome? I have never laughed so hard. I thought it was so funny.
Okay, she was saying something after that. Well, she was lost for words.
She was lost for words. She was totally lost for words. But to me, it was just like hilarious.
Who was that one, your friend?
My friend Dawn. I know that's somebody else called Dawn, who I know.
Oh.
But seriously, what a comeback. You know, you always think of comebacks after the fact, you know, way afterwards, where you're like, oh my God, I should have said such and such and all that lot. But for him to come back and say that, oh, phenomenal. I've got to admit, that is awesome thinking.
That is, what a comeback.
Oh my God, I'm trying to swallow Skittles in a car. Hold on. Oh, there we go. Nearly had me choking to death on Skittles live on air. Can you imagine that? Day before my 39th birthday. But you know what? People would actually believe it as well. Hazel died choking on Skittles. It would be sad, but it would be hilarious because it would be like, oh my God, either that, or you know what's going to happen? I'd have an allergic reaction to glitter. Which would be equally as funny. But yeah, I thought that was just like really, really hilarious. Because you know what? Could you imagine? Perfect. And I know him, I've known her for about 8-9 years, and you know, I've known him about the same time since they were dating and then got married shortly after.
Oh, wow.
But you know, you can imagine, he's a meat eater, and I mean, I'll say this, she is good in the fact that she doesn't force her kids to be vegan, she doesn't force her husband to be vegan, that's her choice, you know, so, but when it comes to, like, certain things, I mean, you can imagine all the years they've been together, all the comments that he's made, you know, she's made to him, and I know that she goes around wearing the Meat is Murder t-shirt. Can you imagine how much fun that is going to Applebee's? One of you sat there wearing a Meat is Murder t-shirt while the other one's enjoying a steak. But, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, he finally got the right comeback. And I think it's just awesome. I I just had a good old laugh over that. But yeah, as I say, I just thought it was funny. I thought everybody would appreciate that one. But I never finished what I was saying about bucket list. What is on your bucket list that not necessarily you want to do before you die, but say before you hit 40?
Oh, God.
You have to come and sit over here with me so people can hear.
Okay. Bucket list before I hit 40.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
because
I got a while.
Yeah, I'm a year away from 40, so tell me everyone you've got a while.
No, it's just right now it's just hard to think. It could be like maybe take a vacation somewhere or maybe enter in a dance competition maybe, or it's just right now I don't know until it just something pops up.
I know. I think what I wanted to do before I was 40 I don't think is going to happen, but I'm keeping that one to myself because that's like a private dream.
Okay.
Now
you don't have everybody wondering.
You know, everybody's like, I'll give you money. Yeah.
Yep.
If you want to find out, start giving me money. I'll tell to the highest bidder.
That did not help. Now I'm going to be wondering about it.
Oh, dear. But then, Dan's, let me think, what else? My friend Cora says she wants to meet me, you, and Robert. That's on her bucket list. Well, hold on. Now, but that would be actually good to do because you know how many times WWE is in Massachusetts?
Yeah, they're going to be in Boston for Survivor Series.
When's Survivor Series?
November.
Okay, that's too soon. Well, we ain't going to be able to get the money together because I ain't flying anywhere. I had the shittiest experience, and this is nothing against airlines. This is a weather thing. And I flew over here from England, halfway across the Atlantic. We had to fly through a thunderstorm. The plane was dropping. We were hitting air pockets and dropping. I threw up 3 times. The clothes I arrived in America wearing were not the clothes I had on when I left England. And it was only because of the woman next to me that I had clothes to wear. Otherwise, I would have arrived in the USA smelling like puke. But then get this. We land in Boston. That is the scariest motherfucking airport ever to land in, because Boston, it's called Logan International Airport, is right on the coast. So AJ, when your plane comes in to land, you're coming down like this, and
mm-hmm.
It looks like you're landing in water. I swear to you, I'm having a panic attack. It was horrible. I don't recommend it. If you can go by train, go by train. If you can go by bus, go by bus. I ever go to England, I'm going on a damn cruise across the Atlantic because I ain't flying. I swear. So then I get into Boston. I'm on like the tarmac and everything. And, you know, we get there and I have to get to the next airport. Well, it's not the next airport. It's actually same airport, different terminal. And I couldn't work out which bus. They kept saying, go up this door, you take a left, you wait there, then there's a bus. Well, I didn't even work out. I got a cab. Cost me $27 to go for a 2-minute drive. I swear the guy ripped me off because I was English. Got on like their flight, my connecting flight, which was leaving from Boston, going to Chicago. And we were stuck on the fucking tarmac. Oh, she's beating him up good. So we're watching Law and Order SVU, but we DVR'd it, so it's about 45 minutes in. Anyway, I'm on the tarmac at Logan International Airport on one of the hottest days of the year, so far out that way, for 5 hours.
Whoa.
They gave us a tiny little cup of water, and this is where I'm not joking. One of the guys on the airplane actually ordered pizza.
Nice.
And had pizza delivered to the airplane. They did it. They did it. I mean, this is before September 11th and everything. I was landed in the U.S. on June 29th of 1999. I had to think my date then. Guy, so then there wasn't September 11th. There wasn't as tight security. And we did. The guy got clearance to be able to come and, you know, land, bring up damn pizza. So they had, some people had pizza and everything. He also ordered a 2-liter bottle of soda, which he was kind enough to let us have. So, you know, it was pretty good. But, you know, we landed, we had to fly through Canada in the end to get here because there were storms over the Midwest and we couldn't fly straight.
Mm-hmm.
So we flew over through Canada and everything and landed. But that was my experience of flying to the U.S. storm. You know, complete storms all the time, all the time, all the time. It was a nightmare. That's why I won't fly. But I promise you this, Cora, next year, as long as I can find out when the pay-per-views are ahead of time in Massachusetts, I promise you, I will jump on a train, I will come on a bus, and I will come out there to see you, and I'll bring AJ and Robert with me.
You know they're going to have a pay-per-view in Massachusetts sometime.
They always
do. Every year.
It's a yearly thing, but I will come out there, and I will be out there with you guys. And we'll have a good time. In fact, we won't just have a good time. We'll have a great time. And I will love every minute of it. That is a promise. But a couple of the other things that, you know, are on my bucket list is one, with all my health issues and everything, I want to be healthy enough to be able to stand at Robert's graduation and walk at his graduation. Because the prognosis with what is wrong with me is that by the time Robert graduates, there is a high chance they could be in a wheelchair. But I don't want that to happen. I want to be standing and be able to walk to his graduation. Even if I have to do it with my cane, that is like an ultimate goal. Because I want to be standing up there and be the loudest one cheering. And when his name is called and I stand up to cheer him on, that he looks over and he can see me standing and cheering. So that's one of them. Another one, let me see, what was one of my other ones? I'm trying to see, what is one of my other ones? I already said I want to be engaged and married to you.
Yeah, whatever that secret one you're talking about.
No, don't you steal the Skittles, you ask.
Okay.
They're birthday Skittles.
Can I get some birthday Skittles?
You want more than one?
Yes. Just like there's some.
You want more than two?
That's two.
Do you want more than two?
Yes.
Three, okay? Would you like more? Okay, you can have two more Skittles.
Doing that to me.
And the thing is, because these aren't just any ordinary Skittles, they are dark side. Welcome to the dark side. They're really good. Yummy. I do love Skittles. So it has to be said, even though I like my chocolate and everything, Robert's the same as me in the fact that we both like fruity candy a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Nom, nom, nom. Okay, it's 9:51 Central Time here in the US of A. It is September 25th, the day before National Hazel Day. Where you drink tea, you eat chocolate, you eat cupcakes, and you just act as stupid and as silly as you like. So on that note, I'm going to play another song. Let's find something. Let me see. Okay, here we go. I will be back. Woo!
Everybody get up.
Maybe I'm going back.
Okay, we are back. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what to say.
Some things are better left unsaid.
I am fabulous. Yeah. I will actually say the good thing right now is the fact that you did help me get through a 3-month stalemate on Candy Crush.
It was 3 months?
I was on that level for 3 damn months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Know it was that long.
It was a long time. You know how frustrating that is?
I've only been on that one for like, what, a couple of weeks?
That's because you're a man. You're a genius.
Oh, thank you.
Love you more. Yeah, see? Huh, what you gonna say about that? What? So what do you have planned for me for tomorrow for my birthday?
Not telling you.
Does it involve a massage?
Not telling.
Does it involve red, white, and blue nail polish so I can paint my toes the color of the Union Jack?
Union Jack.
The English flag.
Oh, wow.
What?
Gives him a separate from his wife.
I'm asking you questions about my birthday. You're talking about Law and Order SVU.
Dun-dun.
Don't you dun-dun me.
You know what? You got to download that Zoom on there. I just got to look for it on my phone. But anyway, I'm not telling you what I'm going to do for your birthday.
I find this really disturbing. Brett Burdick, you sick mother trucker. You have a pair of women's panties tied to your fan.
Looks like a thong, no way.
I know. Thank God it's clean. There's no, like, Hershey marks or anything. That's just, like, nasty. Seriously, dude. Come on now. Well, I mean, what is he thinking?
I don't know.
He's thinking with the little head again, isn't he?
Probably, hey. There's some men that's out there that will have a collection of women's panties after they sleep with them. Some men do that.
That's
but
just nasty.
I think it's wrong, too.
I collected baseball hats. I tried to get one from every guy I slept with. Hence, my baseball cap collection is tiny. Because I've only ever stolen yours.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only one that matters. So, okay. Question for you. So, as we got onto the subject of men and stuff,
mm-hmm.
What is it, as you as a man, look for in a booty call?
Just what it is. If something more happens, then
no, I'm not on about something more right now. I'm on about what are the requirements for a booty call?
No strings attached. That's the main thing.
Does there have to be a certain look, or as long as she's ready to go, you're good?
Depends on the person, and depends. It just all depends.
Because let's be perfectly honest, you know, you don't really want to put a paper bag over her head while you're nailing her. So there's got to be some degree of attraction there.
Yeah.
Okay. So what changed our relationship from being just a casual fling in your mind to a relationship? Inquiring minds in internet land want to know. What is it, apart from obviously my obvious insanity and everything, what was it about me that you fell for?
Personality.
I don't have one.
Well, you do. You're caring.
Nah.
Yeah, you are.
Nah.
You weren't like any other person that I met that never gave up on me.
Why would I give up on you?
I don't know. Just past relationships. They just have.
Oh, see, I can't do that. My whole thing is in like every relationship I've been in, there's the, when I say relationship, not booty call, because I've had a couple of them. Oh, the memories. Oh, the sheep being thrown out.
What, you want to make a booty call or something?
You can be my booty call. I'll hit you up later for some booty. Okay. But no, my whole thing is like in relationships is that you don't give up. You really don't. You have to fight for what you want. And as we were saying the other week about this whole disposable lifestyle that everybody has now, everybody is like that fast food lifestyle where you want it fast. If it doesn't work out, you move on. You know, whereas my aunt and uncle have been married for 39 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I know times weren't always easy, but they fought for their relationship. The same with my mom and my stepdad. They've been together since I was 6, so that's 33 years. You know, and they fought for all of that. You know, and I'm sure there were times, especially growing up and everything, where it wasn't easy for them. But, you know, it's one of those things where I think if a relationship's good enough and you believe in someone, you fight for them. And that's why I fight for you. And, you know, I'm not going to give up on you. And I know that there were times when I'm sure you thought, oh, my God, she's just going to say that's it. That's the end. If that's not who I am, you should know that. You're my trail bell. Okay, we're going to go to a song. I will be back.
She'll remind me of the dumb that I've done.
Seriously, I do.
Right.
You know, and we've been through hell and back. And we just stay strong, and that's what we have to do. It's as simple as that. And I'm not going to give up on you. I'm not going to let anybody bring you down.
Right.
And that's all there is to it.
Appreciate it.
Good. I thought maybe a cup of tea. Sorry, I'm just joking. Don't look at me like that. You're going to beat me, aren't you?
No.
See?
No.
Pull my hair, spank my bottom.
No.
Just so mean to me. Where? Anyway, I just want to say to everybody, though, that who have been with me on this past year and everything, that without a lot of you, it would have been a very hard year. This time last year, I was still so in so much raw pain over losing Matthew. And, you know, AJ did his best to cheer me up. He arranged a wonderful dinner where a whole bunch of my friends showed up. You know, and we had a really good day. And it was actually on the day that should have been my baby shower, which was the Saturday before my birthday. And we had fun. We really did have fun. We did have a good time. And... you know, it was nice. And this year has been actually a lot different. I've had so many ups and downs. There's been so much drama and crap and everything going on that I kind of got lost in the shuffle. And I know some of my friends think that I'm totally insane and totally crazy. But laughter and joking around is my defense mechanism. As you would tell people, AJ, and AJ knows me better than anybody else on this, is my concern is that everybody else is happy, everybody else is okay, that everybody else is feeling all right. And that's why I do what I do. That's why I make jokes. I will poke fun at myself and do all those crazy things because that's who I am. You know, I want to make sure everybody is happy and smiling. Where I come in that line is just, you know, anywhere else. It doesn't necessarily have to be near the top or anything. Everybody else comes before me. But there's so many friends who have actually lifted me up and helped me and carried me on this way and everything and put me in touch with my crazy side. And that crazy side, as I say, a lot of times is a defense mechanism, but it's also to make my friends laugh and smile too. I want everybody to at least say at one point during the day they smiled. At least at one point during the day they had a good time.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of times I succeed. Oh, excuse me. I'll just burp everywhere too. Good grief. But, you know, we just have a good laugh. You know, we do have a good laugh, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yesterday, actually, speaking of which, was day one of, how do we put it? Day one was, like, yesterday was day one of the birthday celebration. And, oh, my God. What a fun time we had yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, it was hilarious yesterday, weren't it?
Wow.
We laughed. And we had fun. We took some crazy photos with each other.
And one more thing.
Kiss my ass. Oh, if you're gonna have to see a video that I was tagged in for that. We have a friend of ours called James who is pretty much a goofball. Me and him are as thick as thieves when we're together. It's just so much fun. And we were waiting at the hotel to see wrestlers. And literally every time someone comes through the door, it's like, oh, my God, is that Vince McMahon? Oh, my God, is that CM Punk and all this lot? Well, James was wearing a CM Punk T-shirt and a CM Punk hoodie. And he was like, I'm going to go up in the elevator at the hotel and come down. And when I come down, he's like, point and say, oh, my God, it's CM Punk. Well, we did, and we recorded it. And it was, oh, my God, it was just so funny. And we fooled like one guy, Leon, completely, and it really was. It's one of those you have to be there type of moments. Don't you agree? But it was awesome. It was so much fun. We had such a good day, and had such a laugh. It was, yeah, I loved it. The other thing that we did enjoy about yesterday as well was, it was just our group.
Right.
You know, we don't get to hang out as much as we used to and everything, because life happens, let's be perfectly honest.
We're doing our own thing.
You know, but it was, as I said, it was when we get together, it's one of those things where, you know, you remember everything. It's like we saw each other yesterday.
Right.
Don't you agree? And everything, you know, the months melt away and everything, and it's just like you saw that person yesterday. We have a good laugh and a good time. And, oh, it was just, it was awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
And I think we've had such a tough year that we needed that. You know, this past, since, like, the start of 2013, most of you know it hasn't been an easy time.
Well, that's the start of 2012. 2013 is not that bad, but it's not over yet.
You know, with all the haters and all that lot, and the
mm-hmm.
drama and, you know, everything that it entailed. Yesterday was such a welcome relief. And to be honest with you, I am still so tired from yesterday, but then I'm still sick too. Hence the snotty nose and the hacking and everything. But we, you know, we had a great time. Main event was actually shown on TV today. We didn't see ourselves, but that's not surprising, since we sat near the cameraman. Then, what?
No, I just saw something interesting.
Global apartment.
Apartment.
Okay. Then we were like, the recording that we were at yesterday was SmackDown, so it'll be shown on Friday on Sci-Fi. And it was just so much fun. However, this topic, you can join in with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Food at venues.
And the thing is, I used to work for them, and just what they did yesterday and what changes they made. Some of the changes is good, but just like the food portions are terrible.
Seriously, we paid $5 for an order of cheese fries, and it was the size that you would give a child.
Mm-hmm.
Am I not joking when I say that? It was the size that you would seriously give to a child of cheese fries. And, you know, we kind of looked at it, looked at each other, looked at it, looked at each other, like, huh. Yeah. Like, yeah, okay. It was, you know, it was really bad.
Mm-hmm. You took a picture of it, too.
I did take a picture of it. And, you know, if you go to my photos from that I posted up from yesterday, it says under my birthday and everything, you will see this order of cheese fries. And, oh, my gosh. It was ridiculous. And, frankly, quite disappointing.
Unbelievable.
You know, and we're like, I don't know. I just don't know where they get off charging so much money for those things. You know, it seriously was ridiculous.
Well, leave your restaurant is supposed to be a, you know, lead cuisine, top of the line type of
Give me a break. But no, it's
but
also it's not just a Levy restaurant. It's sports venues in general, because where we were at was the Bradley Center, which is where the Milwaukee Bucks play, Milwaukee Admirals, etc. So it's not just a, you know, it's a sports venue thing, because the prices, even though the food I think is better at Miller Park,
mm-hmm.
you know, the prices are still ridiculously high. I think they did an average cost for like a family of four to go to a baseball game, including tickets, food, drink, and one souvenir each. I think they said it topped out at like nearly $200-$300. And this is why venues and everything don't have the money coming in that they used to get, because their prices are ridiculous. It seriously is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know.
All vendors should know better than that.
Well, and the thing is that I understand that they want to make their money and everything. But, you know, please don't tell me that you pay, like, $28 for a pack of hot dogs.
They probably would.
Because
they
you
got
don't.
They probably would if they got the money.
Right, but you don't do that. You know that they're buying cheap and marketing the price up.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that marketing costs and everything are high. So they want to do that to, you know, make sure that they get their revenue and everything in. But seriously, oh my God. I don't know about you, but it's like, I don't know. It yeah. The price is just ridiculous. It just makes me annoyed, to be perfectly honest with you. But on that note, we are going to play another song. It's 10:22 in the Midwest. And let me see. We'll do this one. Okay, my delicious Skittle people. I'm back. No squirrels ain't going to last that much longer. I'm going to have to put them away.
No, you know.
So tell me more about my birthday cake. Is it a cake that I'm going to like?
I think you're going to like.
Am I going to cry?
You might.
Oh, Lord.
Let's just say how it brightens up everyone's day.
Better not be a Power Rangers one.
Yeah. God. I'm about to say, if that was the case, I would never see the light of day.
No, you wouldn't. I'd throw you out the window.
I'm saying that it would brighten everybody's day. Why would Power Rangers come to your mind?
Because they brighten your day.
No. If that was the case, I'd be watching Power Rangers every day.
Remember this? Go, go, Power Rangers.
I remember that.
Go, go, Power Rangers.
I don't care. They should have kept it original or just had switched different people.
Wasn't it cool, though, that the pink Power Ranger was on that show that we were watching on ION?
Oh, Flashpoint.
Yeah. She all grown up now. She traded in her Super Power Ranger powers to be a SWAT team member. How awesome is that?
She did like a show on the WB before and too.
Well, you know what the other thing is this as well. Okay, and this is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've mentioned to everybody about Secret Sister programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to mention it again. For those of you who don't know, Secret Sister is a program that was set up by Alicia Jones to help pregnant... Yeah, her name's Alicia Jones. I get confused because sometimes when I see her name at the corner of my eye, I see the A. Jones bit, and I think you, and it's not. It's Alicia. See, she's right there. Look, Alicia Jones.
My cousin?
No. She also lives in Massachusetts, not that far from Cora, actually. Anyway,
they do.
We'll be seeing her when we go out that way too. But anyway, basically, it was for women who had lost children to get support together. And she started a Secret Sister thing where you have somebody who you're in contact with who they don't know who you are. I have a Secret Sister as well. What?
Oh, I never realized. No, I've seen it before. I was just always wondering about the white lines. Now I get it. It's supposed to be an M.
Cool. I see it, yeah. But anyway,
cool.
Going back to what I was saying, stop interrupting, this is important. They do this thing where I get a Secret Sister. She doesn't know who I am, and I torment her on a daily basis. And you send letters, you can send gifts, that kind of thing, to cheer them up and show them support and say that you're there. I also have a Secret Sister who has me. Do you know how evil she is?
Why is that?
Because she tortures me on a daily basis with the help of friends of mine.
Huh.
Well, it's not bad torture. It's a nice torture in the sense that she sends me e-cards, which is that tune that you hear me play every day. Before somebody else plays. But I don't know who she is, and I'm not going to find out who she is until November. And it's frustrating, because she will tease me. She'll say, oh, I saw on your profile that you said such and such and such and such. Or you said this, this, and this. Or I see you like this. And it's like, seriously, who are you? And then people like Cora and Ariel and that lot will pop up and go, I know who your Secret Sister is. And start laughing evilly. Now, I will say this, that my Secret Sister is the most kind, caring person that I have had the pleasure to meet, and I can't wait to know who she is so I can say thank you to her properly. I mean, she has cheered me up. She's been with me through two illnesses so far, my kidney and bladder infection and this nasty old cold flu thing that's hanging around and I can't shake. And, you know, she's cheered me up and she sent out these wonderful gifts and everything, which included tea. You know, you give me tea, you've got me. Oh, that's it. No more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's it. You're my friend for life. You know, so it's all those really good. It's a really nice thing and everything. And she's the one who sent me the Monkey Farts bath bomb and the Berry Bubble Gum push-up bath thing as well. And you know, she's great. She really is, and she's having a fun time. But I will say this. And anybody who really knows me knows that this is true despite what certain people want to say. I have a real hard time accepting gifts from people.
Oh, my God.
What?
This baseball.
Oh.
No, you don't
want to
hear it.
But most people, as you know, I do. Do I or do I not have a hard time accepting things from people?
Mm-hmm.
I will fight people over things. I just always have had this feeling that I'm not worthy of receiving stuff. So it's really, really hard, and I find it very humbling when people do want to do something for me. And as AJ would attest to, there have been a couple of times I've received things in the mail that has made me cry, and I just get very emotional over things. And that's a good thing. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing. So when I get spoiled, I seriously don't know how to take it. I really don't. I love everything, so please don't get me wrong. I just get very emotional and very overwhelmed. And I know that, you know, you're a very caring person. I just want to say thank you for everything, because you just are a wonderful person, whoever you may be out there in Facebook land.
Oh.
But still, she's still evil because she won't give me any clues. These are the clues she gave me as to who she is. She's female, has brown hair, lives in the States, and has 10 fingers and toes. That really narrows it down.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. I mean, how many millions of people in the U.S. could fit that description?
Maybe, I'll say half.
Oh, well, she did give me a clue, actually, as to places that she's been as well now. I know she's been to South Dakota and Missouri. So that narrows it down even further, but we're still down to a few hundred thousand. It's like, no, not you. Is it you? No, I'm sorry. I've got like 2 months left of this program. I need to find out who she is. I'm going to be going around the state. And this is the thing. She's actually really good at this, because she's been sending, you send gifts to each other, but she's been sending them from vendors. So I don't even get a zip code or a postmark or anything on the mail saying where it's come from.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't even do that thing where you look at it and you go through your friends list and find out what state they're in.
Right.
I can't find what state this woman's from, and it's like driving me insane. So it's like annoying. I have to work this out. I love her to death, but it's like, who are you? And my friends who know are just evil because they won't tell me. Maybe that's me.
Well, I can understand why they can't tell you, because that's the thing, they can't, right?
They're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to find out until around about the 15th of November.
Fight!
No, it was a Brewers fight.
Oh God, it's past 10, so too bad.
A Brewers?
Yeah, from the Brewers and Braves.
Oh. See, look, they just changed the subject completely.
Wow.
So you believe they're right in not telling me?
Well, if it's a rule, then what more can I say?
You're supposed to be on my side. Don't side with these evil people.
I'm not siding with nobody.
You are siding with the evil women in my life.
I'm saying...
No, you are siding with them.
I'm going by what's fair.
That ain't fair.
That's all it is. I'm just going fair, and fair is good for business.
Oh, shut up. You are not Triple H. Oh, my God.
No,
on that, I'm playing another song, because I swear, I'm getting frustrated now. Because AJ is supposed to sign with me, and no, he won't. And that's not right. And I'm upset.
It is right.
And, oh, it's not.
It is right.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Who won it? You know that I got. How you feeling? I get your eyes tight. Party poppin', shawty says she coming with me tonight. I ain't sell the limit. I ain't snapping and popping either. I'm bobbing my head or I'm just standing there watching. I'm a hustler, a hustle. You can tell that I'm paid and I protect what I got. I'm in the house with my. Man, you punch is gon' get it. Okay, now maybe I'm silly, cause I want you to trip. Yeah, I be on that. You should see when I'm stunting. I flex the stones to be ballin'. Push the bitch to be rollin'. You can tell that I'm just doing my thing. You know the units, the gang. I got my crime, you shady with me. You front, you'll have to get me off your ass. I bit a lawsuit and laugh. It's not a big deal, it's nothing but some bad.
You know, you're acting like you're down now. I tell the club or fuck show. This float is gon' bring more dough. You know what's acting like you're down now. You know you're acting like you're down now. I tell the club or fuck show. This float is gon' bring more dough. You know what's acting like you're down now.
When we got together to do this music, the more we became enveloped, we just developed a fellowship through it. There's no pretension, it's friendship, me nemesis. It's the same for him, it's just media. See, the image is images. It's no gimmick, just blood in and blood out. When it's beef, you just gotta know when the blood in and blood out. If there's a problem, we solve it. We don't resolve it. It usually just evolves into one big brawl, and we all get involved in it. We should all get a merit. It's my peak, we inherit and wear it like a badge of honor. Pass it around and share it and let it go to whoever's holding the most current beef on their shoulders. And the soldiers got their backs to the sofa. But tonight, we ain't coming here to beef with nobody. We came to party.
Lots of love and cuddles?
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me what else.
There's nothing else to tell.
I'll bite your nutsack while you sleep in your towel.
You definitely ain't gonna get okay.
So mean!
You're so mean. Talk about bite a person's nutsack.
Well, it's the only threat I have to think of. I mean, it's a good threat. Thank you! Thank you! Any more for any more. Oh my god, that hurt like a son of a bitch. Oh. Yes, it's the ribs. Oh. Oh. Oh, Lord have mercy on the ribs. Oh. Okay. Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh dear. Oh. Okay. Deep breath. Right, I'm going to play another song for a bit because I'm running out of things to say. Me and AJ could go backwards and forwards with Tell Me No, Tell Me No, Tell Me No for the next 15 minutes. But we're not. We're going to have a song instead.
This just in. DJ Khaled is on the run. I repeat, he is on the run. Khaled is wanted by an evil assailant group affiliated with censoring the powerful voice of the people. But the movement will not be stopped. Khaled, we got your back. We the best.
wrong, so we got him done. Fucking with the family, I'ma give him some. Spent that condo, he didn't run. Sunday had a whole church singing a song. Why they had to send my baby home? Fucking with some niggas that pay for loan. Been a G in the game, now my son on the throne.
I am the beast. Feed me rappers or feed me beats. I'm insane, I need a leash. I'm insane, I need a shrink. I love brain, I need a leech. Why complain on easy streets? I don't even talk, I let the Visa speak. And I like my Sprite, Easter pink. And my wrist brush apart with the mule is cooler. I have more juice than your jeweler. Touching, I will bust your medulla. That's a bullet hole, it is not a tumor. Red light, stop your rumors. I stay on track like a box of boomers. I just rock with Junior. I am the little big
cause we take it over.
It's no good.
If you're thirsty for more content, jerk yourself a soda at ngtv.com. Trust me, I pay for sex.
Okay, we are back. I have no idea what the heck that was, but anyway, we are back. So now we're just going to end up on a whole sports thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Who is in the World Series that we know of so far? Well, not the World Series, the playoffs.
No, it's on Milwaukee. Well, the National League is all set. But I guess between the two wild cards in the Central Division, spots are not settled. It could be between St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and Cincinnati. It's already confirmed that all three of them in the Central Division are going to make it to the playoffs, but it all depends what seed
okay.
they're going to be.
Out of everybody who you know is going, who do you see in the World Series?
I'm going to get to that in a minute, but of course, you've got those three teams I mentioned in the Central. You have. It's not Washington, but. Oh, yeah, Atlanta. They're clinched the spot in the playoffs. And also the Dodgers, yeah, they clinched their spot in the playoffs too. So that's what
Napoli. So who do you think is going to make it to the World Series?
Okay, out of those teams, I would say the Dodgers will have like a better chance in making it to the World Series. As for the American League, I'm surprised Oakland made it. That's one surprise. You had Detroit for the second consecutive year winning their division. That's the Central. And Boston Red Sox they clinched their own division. As for the wild card spots, it's hard to tell because right now it's between Cleveland, I know, is one of the teams, and not the Yankees, thank God. But it's all kind of neck and neck. So it's like for that side, it's hard to tell because it's not officially done with them yet.
But I'm still saying, who would you want to see in there? You still haven't asked the question.
Right now, I can't answer that. One thing I can think that's going to make it on that side to the World Series on the National League is I think that the Dodgers may make it to the World Series.
All right, let's make the question easier. Who do you want in the World Series?
I would say Dodgers in... I know I said it differently before. I'll say Dodgers and the Tigers again. Because I think they're like two teams I can see like that can get far.
Okay. That's all we needed to know.
I don't know, but some people will want the play-by-play at times.
I don't need no play-by-play.
You don't, but they do.
Well, they don't matter. I matter.
Ooh. You said her fans don't matter?
No, I didn't say my fans don't matter. My fans matter big time.
Well, you just say they don't matter because...
No, you said about maybe people want to know, and I said that doesn't matter. I was asking for your opinion. I wasn't asking for anybody else's. Doesn't mean my fans don't matter. They know they matter, otherwise I wouldn't come on the show every week, even when I'm sick.
Then why you said they don't matter?
I didn't say they didn't matter. In regards to... Well, I'm asking you your opinion. Their opinion on it doesn't matter. I'm asking your opinion. If I was asking everybody else's opinion, then it would be. There's two whole different ball games there, Arturo.
I don't think you're there, but okay.
I get it, but I'm not going to sit here and argue with it, you over it.
No.
Yes, you know, you've got nothing to say, have you?
No, I don't.
Oh, lovely. What? Don't look at me like that, except the milk at the end of the bowl. Do you know a friend of mine? Her parents wouldn't let her drink that last bit of milk in the bowl. They said it was disgusting and tainted. It's like, you just ate cereal. You've just had spoonfuls of cereal mixed with that milk.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that milk tainted at the bottom? It was like when she drank soda, she'd have to leave like half an inch of soda in the can, because apparently that's where all the spit and food debris goes to when you drink.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of crap is that?
I don't know, and I gave up even trying to work it out, to be honest with you. You know when you just look at people and you're like, and you were the fastest sperm, huh?
No, I usually look at people and you're like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, so much.
Like, seriously?
Yeah.
This is like, it's one of those stupidest answers that, if you ever play Who Wants to Be a Dumbass, whoever said that will be on there. I swear to God, it's like, whoever made that, they should be on Who Wants to Be the Dumbass.
Is that a Regis Philbin hosted show?
Could be. Well, I'll host a show.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, some of these people, you know, deserve to just be on. Okay, whoever listens to it, if people listen to it, they're in the L.A. or New York area, and they come up with this idea, I want to be the host. So don't create it without me being the host.
You should be the host if you want to be a dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
We could have special guests. We know plenty of them. Seriously, we know plenty of dumbasses.
Wait, why did you do that to your eyebrow? You just did like this with your eyebrow.
I know who the dumbass. No, Dawn, you don't need to go on this. She walked, see, and that's why she needs to be on there, because she walked right into it. Mind you, let's be honest, this is the same woman who, when we went shopping, remember, we're like, Dawn, does David like eggs? Okay. Dawn, does David like eggs? Okay. I'm asking you, does he like eggs for breakfast? Okay. So, yeah,
I'll be your first guest.
She'll be our first guest. But, yeah, we do it. And this is the thing. When it comes to our friends, we have various levels of dumbasses as well, don't we? We have the dumbasses that you just like, and it's like, oh, my God, you're just a dumbass. Then you have the real stupid motherfucking dumbasses. And you've got everyone in between. And we all... But then you have your vacation slots. Your vacation slots are what I call people who go through life being actually okay and everything, who have dumbass moments.
And you got the dumbasses that you don't like.
No shit.
Well, don't forget, she's in love with Doug Ziegler.
Doug Ziegler. Oh, that's why I had to send her the picture yesterday.
I wish she could have been there. I would have told her, like, hey, she called you
Doug
Ziegler.
Oh, and I was probably,
he
probably
looked at me
like, am I weird?
He was actually such a sweetheart, too, weren't he? And Summer Rain. Oh, my God. She spent so much time with the fans and with everybody. And you could see she was just so happy to meet everyone.
Right.
And the only reason I got my photo in the Talia and Cameron was because I told them it was my birthday.
Aww.
Well, which is kind of close and kind of true.
It was kind of true. It was my birthday celebration, so. Because they were like, oh, I'm not going to do any more photos. I'm like, can I just have one more photo, please? It's my birthday. Oh, no, okay. Last one, though. And we got the big one.
Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
He actually showed up there? Yeah. Yeah, he did. He actually did show up.
But
this is one of those things you just like shocked to believe, and especially while I was there on Monday night, a lot of people that showed up from the Chicago show, I'm just looking like, dang.
Right.
Like all these people. I would never expect that. I would expect maybe like six people, but it was like.
But you know what? It was a really good time, and we had a great laugh. And on that note, it's coming up to the end of the show, so I'm going to play a song.
Oh, wow. Tomorrow.
I know. It looks good for tomorrow. Yeah. For my birthday. Yay! So we are going to play a song, and I played it already, but this is like, it was declared as the song of the summer. So I'm going to play it again because I absolutely love it and kind of obsessed with it right now. And because I didn't load up the song that I wanted to, because we had issues trying to get it, didn't we?
Yeah, we still do.
Yeah. So I'm going to say goodnight to everybody. I love you all.
Goodnight.
To my secret sister, I just got your email. I love you bunches. I don't think you can do anything to really screw up our friendship unless you steal my tea and then I have to kill you and bury you in the backyard and have the unicorn poop and pee on you. That's okay, you've got to come out looking like a rainbow. Zombies ever attack, you'll be a rainbow zombie. And on that note, I love you all and good night.
Because she's a rainbow too.
Everybody get up.